Hello everyone, Samian here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Eric the Hermit, and this is the first of two videos that I'm making for him. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to cover the long, slow decline of Bumble and the Match Group stock of around 80% each. Is this the end of online dating stocks? Full disclosure, I put 1% of my portfolio into Match Group stock a couple of years ago, and I'm down around 70% on my purchase, and that's okay, because I've more than made up for it with my Bitcoin and investments in IYW iShares technology funds. Tech stocks are booming and hitting all-time highs, except for things like PayPal and Match Group, which are both looking undervalued with price-earnings ratios of around 15 to 16. On the surface, they look like bargains. PayPal was another stock that I was burned on. What I've learned is that if you're going to buy big tech stocks, buy them in an ETF. My stock-picking skills are kind of awful. I can understand business and know when it's actually a successful moneymaker, but that doesn't matter to the stock market, where you will still get punished. As I mentioned, Bumble is also down 80%+, but that company is losing money and has never been profitable to begin with. But the online dating marketplace growth is slowing down. So where does that leave poor, unprofitable Bumble? The woman that started that company was a former Tinder employee, and she supposedly came up with the idea to start a dating app for women where when men and women matched, only the women could make the first move. Look how well that's working out when you limit men's freedom to speak to women on that platform. Also on that platform is a man you pay and then they shadow ban you. They don't want you mucking up the algorithm and scaring all the women away, so they put you in a virtual sandbox after taking all your bucks from you. Other dating platforms like Ashley Madison have fake engagement, so men could actually keep on buying those credits. Match Group, the parent company of Tinder, controls 80% of the online dating market. Yeah, they'll be fine in the long run and won't be bankrupt. But more guys than ever are figuring out that there are two men for every one woman on dating platforms. Plus, Tinder typically gives free gold access to attractive chads so they can match with as many women as possible, which keeps the women coming back. But the men the women don't want, the algorithm will hide those. So eventually they'll talk to their best buds and realize that none of them are having any luck. So they'll give up and check out of the sexual marketplace entirely, and just run off and become hermits or something, much the same way Eric the Hermit has. Either that or it'll make a new account, because if you start a new one, then you are automatically inserted into the algorithm for the first day. But if you don't get as many matches as the typical chad, then they'll hide you tomorrow. Plus, many of the women you do match with might just be match bots to give you some hope to basically come back. Remember that Match Group doesn't actually make its money by people getting together and having long-term relationships. They need people to be perpetually single in order to grow their market. In the end, there are very few things that can destroy them. One is sex bots, the second one is AI girlfriends, which are already here. The third, which is men just becoming apathetic and deciding that the juice is no longer worth the squeeze, and quitting the dating marketplace entirely. The last thing is people actually getting together and having relationships, which is becoming an endangered species these days. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to online dating apps are only profitable and successful if sims stay single and keep paying for services Clown World show. Some people are saying that male Tinder users that are being taken out of the algorithm or shadow banned should be getting together to sue the panties off of Bumble and Tinder. That, of course, ain't gonna happen. But what will happen is slower growth and eventually a decline in male pay piggies paying for their services. Tinder was great back in 2014 and 15 when I was using it, and I could get a girlfriend in a week or two. It was a great innovation and convenience for me. I had no idea that my success there meant that other men were being turned into incels because women had access to men that were better than those in their immediate friend and acquaintance circles. Guys I've spoken to using both Tinder and Bumble told me that Bumble didn't give them any matches, but they did get a few on Tinder. As for why Bumble is failing, it's crazy to create an app that forces women to make the first move, when they actually hate making the first move to begin with. You'd think that having a woman starting Bumble would actually have known that. I think she was just looking for a way to differentiate herself enough from Tinder so she wouldn't get sued. Funny enough, women complain when the first thing a guy tells them on Tinder is, hey. But on Bumble, where women have to make the first move, they do the exact same thing to men, which is to say, hey. Of course, the double standard doesn't matter, because they're women after all. Apparently, some people say that Tinder will work if you pay $100 a month. Then it'll show your picture and profile to most women. I don't really know if I believe that. Other guys say it all comes down to location when you use online dating apps. If you're in the wrong city or country, then it won't work for you. Yes, I'll just pick up and travel the world looking for a juris my diction where the women will be kind to my cock. Let's also not forget that for many women on dating apps, they don't even use them for dating. They just want the little ego boost of knowing that guys want them. There's also no way to filter them out if there are already two guys for every one woman on Tinder or Bumble. And let's say half the women are just there for an ego boost. And then the actual ratio of eligible men to eligible women is more like 4-to-1. So you can clearly see that such dating apps are broken. Some guys are even paying $499 a month for premium offerings on Tinder. Their platform is a problem for men that want to date. It's guys that just want sex. Wait until AR glasses make corn content even more appealing. Wait until you project a real-life woman onto a doll. What about 60-year-old women being an option that are thin and wrinkled up and can be all yours if you put on AR glasses to see them like they're 30 years younger? At that point, if that happens, dating will be about personality again one day. Most beautiful women, if not 99.9% of all women, are boring and don't have anything to offer a man, except a cooch and a bad attitude. They'll have to evolve to keep up with technology, and since men are visual creatures, and AI already creates images of beautiful women that are more visually appealing than the real thing, women are about to be finished. The Bumble and Tinder problem is massive, and it's just looking for a solution. Most men would be better off if the dating apps just went away, but they never will, because they offer women the advantage, and anything that gives women an edge becomes a holy sacred cow that can never be cut out. It looks like it's better to meet people in real life these days. The only thing is, how exactly does that happen, as men have less friends than before and remote working has become more popular? So you have less friends and coworkers. I guess now we know another reason for the passport bros phenomenon to be growing. Because either it's easier to meet women in other countries, or because as a foreign man, you're more likely to stand out on Tinder if you're in a foreign country, and the gold diggers see you on that app. For them, their version of Chads are the foreign men with cash. They can offer them a much easier life. In their country's beautiful women are not as rare, but men with money are the ones that stand out most. Simply having a foreign name and being a foreigner makes you stand out, even if you're not that attractive. Not to mention that in places like Japan, women are more likely to be interested in white males because they find them more masculine and attractive than the locals. Of course, guys will just assume that the women are different in other countries. They are the same everywhere, though. It's just that they are perceived differently in a foreign country. You also might be seen as more exotically attractive or wealthy if you go there. I've never paid for dating apps before and have zero interest in ever paying for one. Remember, guys, that if we all stop using them, they would all collapse overnight. But there are just too damn many thirsty simps out there for that to happen anytime soon. As for investing in either Bumble or Match Group, if you have to put money into either of them, Match Group is the better one. I should seriously be buying more shares here at these prices, because there's a saying that you buy stocks when there's blood on the streets, especially if it's your own. But the reason I'm only buying big tech in the exchange-traded funds owned by BlackRock is because everyone else is, and that means there's a lot more liquidity there. ETFs dominate the investment world these days, and if you don't believe that, then why do you think that BlackRock is so big, collecting fees that are lower than their competitors on some of the best-managed funds in the world with regards to performance is why they dominate. They offer low prices and high quality and performance. You can't beat that combination. As for Match Group, I have well over $5,000 in unrealized losses. But again, that's okay because I've more than made up for it elsewhere. Tinder also got a pandemic boost, but it was like one of those other tech stocks like Zoom, which lost 87% of its value from its time from the pandemic high. There are safety in ETFs because more people invest in them without thinking, and of course because of the diversification. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Eric the Hermit for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way the guys are hoping to get smashed by paying for Tinder, but they would have more luck putting their nuts in a blender. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MakeDown.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day means that if you go monk mode, you'll let Bumble and Tinder go bankrupt one day. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.